Language is crucial. When you look at totalitarian regimes, whatever kind they are, fascist, Marxist, what have you, they want to control language. Why? Because language controls communication among and between the people, and even more, language can be used as thought control. What the left wants is you to believe that what they're doing is for liberty and democracy, and what we are doing is dictatorship and Hitler.
Welcome to the Voices of Freedom podcast, where we sit down with the voices behind the scenes at Freedom 95.
I'm on the phone here with Mark Levin, who's a talk radio show host, a very well-established conservative commentator, author. I want to talk with him about his book On Power. And Mark, welcome to the program, sir. How are you today?
I'm good, Todd. How are you? You know, by the way, Indianapolis is one of my favorite cities. I've been there like two or three times over my lifetime, but it really is a nice city, and the food is great, especially the barbecue. Anyway, I thought I'd mention that.
Yeah, it is a great place to be. We still are reasonably conservative in most of this state, but certainly the city's gone off the rails. But Mark, yeah. You've written a book here on power, and I've been reading, working my way through it. And you've got some great things that that you're talking about here. But one of the things I want to ask you is, as I've read this and as I've been thinking about this, why doesn't the average person in America seem to understand how blessed we are in this country to be born as an American, to have a system that was set up explicitly to prevent the abuse of power, to promote liberty? Why aren't we getting this? What are we missing here, Mark?
First of all, that's a great question. And I think if you look through human history, people are not used to a society like this. This society is the most unique since the existence of mankind. And you make a point, and I tell people, why don't you look around a little bit? Go into your grocery store and see what's available to you. That's not available to any other human beings on the face of the earth. And never has been available to any human beings on the face of the earth. I don't care if they're kings and queens of 150 years ago. When you get in your car, the miracle of mobility, the ability to drive wherever you want or get on a plane. I know airports, I'm no fan of them. It's a hassle, but think about it. You fly 40,000 feet in the air and from one end of the country to the other, and it's tight. We complain about the pretzels, but think about it. Country so fantastic, so unique, and yet there are people in this country who adopt a completely different ideology or ideologies that are utterly incompatible with the value system, the belief system that brought us this fantastic country that we were born into or immigrated to, and they want to change it, basically a throwback to many centuries ago, very primitive. Whether it's Marxism, which dresses up totalitarianism as something for the people, or whether it's radical Islam, which, of course, is stuck in the 7th century and has never really gone through the Enlightenment or the Reformation. And these are the battles we're facing right now. And the Democrat Party is home to the American Marxists and the radical Islamists, because that is a party that has never, never embraced Americanism, even if many of if it's quote unquote members do, you know, the truck drivers and others out there, the plumbers and electricians, blue collar workers certainly are patriotic, but their leaders are not.
Absolutely.
And their academicians are not, and their media are not. So I get into this book about power. I mean, all these decisions are really about power. The founding of the nation was about power, the representative government versus the control of the monarchy. The battles today are about power. Washington, D.C., the bureaucracy, unelected judges, are we the people? And so I explain ancient history, our history, current, present-day events. And I think the left does understand power, and they seek it. They're power-hungry. They want to centralize it and control it. I don't think we understand it as well. So we talk about things like liberty and so forth, which kind of goes in one ear and out the other, as important as it is. But I think we need to explain that this war on society and this war on the culture, even beyond government, is a war where they want to seize the power of the individual, the power of the civil society, and control us and it. How was that?
Absolutely perfect. And you've been talking about this for a while. I go back to, you know, you've been commenting on the abuses of the court system over time. You've been talking about just this, I guess, way that we've been devolving. Actually, the left says that they're progressive, but we're actually regressing into some of these totalitarian lovers of big government mindsets. But I'm interested in getting your feedback on this, your opinion on this. Until Trump came along, the media acted like the idea of the government or the bureaucratic state abusing power was just this myth and it was just crazy talk. But now Trump's in control in everything he does. He's a dictator, all of that. What are your thoughts on that? Were they right, Mark? Are they just blowing this out of proportion to try to silence the opposition? What's going on there?
This is a very important focus. And I have a chapter in a book called Language. And language is about communication and in the case of the left, thought control. And so this issue, chapter 2, I talk about negative power, chapter 3, positive power. It applies to all aspects of what we do. And by the way, it applies to your private life, your familiar situation, business. People need to think about, there's a whole power construct going on there, but I speak about it in the context of society, the culture, and government. You make a very important point. When it comes to language, the manipulation of language, that's what it is. They want to manipulate people. They want power over people, not the power of the people. Language is crucial. When you look at totalitarian regimes, whatever kind they are, fascist, Marxist, what have you, they want to control language. Why? Because language controls communication among and between the people, and even more, language can be used as thought control. And what the left wants is you to believe that what they're doing is for liberty and democracy. And what we are doing is dictatorship and Hitler. So they project this. And this is not new. When you, the People's Republic of China is the most genocidal regime on the face of the earth. It has nothing to do with the people and nothing to do with the republic. You know, George Orwell wrote about this too. He said the most aggressive and vile dictators love to use the word democracy, and they do. So it's important, again, that we fight this. You know, you got a guy running in New York City, calls himself a democratic socialist, and I hear my friends in conservative talk radio and cable keep repeating that. Why are you repeating his lie? Socialism is about the government control of the economy, the means of production, and the distribution of wealth. There's nothing to do with democratic anything. Mm-hmm. So don't call them democratic socialists. Call them the Marxists that they are. It's Marxism. He quotes Marx without giving Marx credit. When he talks about controlling the means of production, where does he think that comes from? When he talks about controlling groceries, where does he think that comes from? The housing market, where does he think that comes from? That's all Marx. And so we cannot allow these people. That's why I wrote a book called American Marxism. You cannot allow these people to self-identify and to create their own nomenclature. This whole word progressive, those early progressives and so-called in the late 1800s, early 1900s, like Woodrow Wilson, they were communists. And, you know, Woodrow Wilson rejected the Declaration of Independence outwardly, so he wrote about it. Woodrow Wilson rejected checks and balance in the Constitution, yet that was key to our framers in order to protect the individual and society, power checking power. They don't believe in that. So these ideologies are absolutely incompatible with the American experiment and the American founding. So I felt I needed to write this book on power to set the record straight, to expose who they are, what their real goal is. It's power over us and to control us. And what our real goal is, positive power, which is power that is used to nurture the individual, nurture the free civil society, completely different directions.
I'm with Mark Levin, talk show host, author, talking about his book On Power. Mark, you talking about language reminds me when I was in college, I was at American University, the lone conservative voice in that school back in 1999, and I remember being in a debate with another classmate, and we were debating abortion, and she called me anti-choice, And normally, our side just gets on defense. And I looked at her and I said, I tell you what, I'll let you call me anti-choice when you allow me to call you anti-life. And I learned that day, Mark, that the person who sets the rules and the terms for the debate is the one who typically wins. We just have a minute or so left, and I want you to be sure to tell people where to get this book as well. But the left redefines everything. They redefine gender. They redefine what a recession is when Biden's in office. This is a powerful tool when they do these things, sometimes subtly, sometimes right out in the open. It's a powerful tool, isn't it?
Yeah. They use language to brainwash. They use language because they want control. They want obedience. We use language because we want debate. We want to share knowledge. We want to use our ability to communicate with one another to persuade. They want to use it to control.
That's
right. This whole wokeism is a perfect example. If you don't comply with what they believe, you don't use their words, their redefined words, their new words, you get the scarlet letter, you lose your job, and so forth and so on. That's them. That's not us. That's Marxism. That's not Americanism. You can get this book anywhere, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, any bookstore carries it now. It's ubiquitous. And I really encourage people to grab it. I think they're going to learn a lot. And Todd, I want to thank you. You do a terrific show. I appreciate you.
You've been listening to the Voices of Freedom podcast on Freedom 95. For an audio archive, visit the podcast tab at freedom95.us.